What's up? This is Movies On Up. Here's to the fools who dream. The fool who podcasts with me each and every week is seated across me. That is Mr. Dave Becella.
Dreaming and dreaming, like always.
That's Mr. Dave. I am Ryan. We are Movies On Up. Here's to the fools who dream is our tagline for this week. If you think you know what movie that comes from, send your guess to us in one of the following ways. You can email us, moviesonup@gmail.com. You can leave your guess on our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesonup, or you can tweet your guess to us at moviesonup on the Twitter if you are correct. And if we choose you, you will be the fool who wins a Movies On Up prize package. A lot of folks are going to win some things this week. The Oscars are going to be handed out this weekend. And as I'm sure you've all waited for this episode to drop before you lock in your selections for this weekend so that you can dominate and rub it in all your friends' faces how intelligent you are about who's going to win this week. So without further ado, yeah, we'll give you our Oscar picks, which is something we do every year. I'm not really sure how excited we are to pick them. I'm not that excited. You know, I don't know if it's just this year.
Because
or...
you know what? I don't always get excited about who wins anyway. I'm more interested in the nominations.
Yeah.
Usually.
I'll see who gets screwed.
I feel like Oscar nominated to me means just as much as Oscar wins because it's all so subjective anyway. So, I mean, I'm always more interested.
It is an honor just to be nominated.
Yeah, I'm always more interested in the nominations. So I'll talk about the nominations nonstop. As far as who wins, like, eh, I don't care, really. It's cool to see people I like win, but
maybe we should just do an episode when the nominations come out and talk about that when we're all mad and passionate, and then just be like, here's probably who's going to win, but, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? In the past years, I feel like the last couple, like, there's been so many snubs and stuff. I just disagreed with so much of it. This year, not as much.
Yeah.
Like, this year, I'm pretty happy with most of the nominations. Like, there are some here and there, but I don't feel like there's anything that's been, like, gravely underlooked. I feel like everything at least got something thrown its way.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a couple, like, Disaster Artist, but, I mean, that's a whole other story.
You sort of understand it.
Florida Project, I thought, would get a little bit more love.
Yeah.
But
Wonder Woman didn't get anything, and apparently that means it sucks.
Wonder Woman and Logan should have got some sort of love, I think.
I mean, Logan got nominated for one thing, I think.
Yeah. I have some small qualms, but I don't think there's any, like, glaring issues.
You know, let's start with a category that I have a qualm with, and we've already mentioned Logan. That was a movie that was really... was it your number one, too?
Or was it was high. Three? It was, like, two or three.
Yeah. It was my favorite movie of last year. It was in the top three for Dave. And I've mentioned, since we did the halftime show, that I really thought Hugh Jackman could have legitimately deserved an Oscar nomination for Best Lead Actor, and maybe even Patrick Stewart could have got a nomination for Supporting. Neither of them did, but I have the bigger beef with Jackman not being nominated for Best Actor in a Leading Role. The folks that did get nominated, however, were Timothy Calumet in Call Me By Your Name, Daniel Day-Lewis for Phantom Thread, his swan song, Daniel Kaluuya for Get Out, Gary Oldman for The Darkest Hour, and Denzel Washington for Roman J. Israel Esquire.
I mean, that's not a bad... I like Chalamet getting in there. I think he earned it. Daniel Day-Lewis, it's almost one of those where if he's in a movie, he's getting nominated.
Not unlike Denzel.
Yeah, same with Denzel, and I think I called it like, yeah, Roman J. Israel's probably not going to be a memorable movie. He's going to be nominated. And Gary Oldman's Gary Oldman. I feel like he's one of those you could pretty much nominate anything he does. If you were to take one out to give Hugh Jackman one, I think it would be Daniel Kaluuya. I love that Get Out's getting a love. Definitely deserves some of the future ones that we're going to bring up. I'm not opposed to him getting nominated, but I don't feel like he was one of the five best performances this year. He was really good.
Yeah.
He had to do some stuff with just... I mean, it's hard to criticize because that shot is so iconic. That's just his face and
right. That
single tear. If you can create that kind of memorable shot with just your face, like, I mean, that is...
There's not an iconic line associated with that.
I'm not taking anything away from his performance, but if I were to take somebody out to give Hugh Jackman a nom, it would be this one.
So who wins? I'm guessing not Daniel.
Honestly, I think Chalamet does. I think they give Call Me By Your Name that love, and they give it to him.
This one, I think, is process of elimination. Denzel and Daniel Day-Lewis get nominated for everything they do. With Phantom Thread being his retirement, I think Lewis might have a stronger chance than usual, which is a pretty good chance, but I think he's really just window dressing here. The Academy apparently is more diverse this year, but I don't think that they're going to give this award to someone that did a horror movie. So I think that leaves Oldman and Chalamet. Oldman's won the SAG and the Golden Globe for this, so I think he wins here, too.
I could see it. I like the idea of Chalamet winning. I just think Call Me By Your Name is a more memorable movie than Darkest Hour.
Sure.
And in that sense, but, I mean, Oldman's fine.
Yeah, I think Darkest Hour is one of those that it's not a great movie, but Gary Oldman's great in it. Another group of guys who were great in their movies were the actors in a supporting role. Those actors are Willem Dafoe from The Florida Project, Woody Harrelson, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, Richard Jenkins in The Shape of Water, Christopher Plummer, All the Money in the World, and Sam Rockwell, also from Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Jake Gyllenhaal from Okja should win this.
Jake Gyllenhaal shorts.
That is the big one in this one. I feel like
it was a good year for shorty shorts. Yeah. Gyllenhaal and Armie Hammer's balls being out and Called Me By Your Name.
I think Plummer wins this. He showed up for like a day, shot a scene in like 3 weeks.
He was the sub for Kevin Spacey.
I think the story, Christopher Plummer winning, gives credence to the whole Me Too movement because he jumped in 3 weeks before the movie was supposed to come out, replaced Kevin Spacey, and you know he won Golden Globe for it, I think. Of those, I really do think it's Christopher Plummer. Like, I think the story is too good to pass up.
From that respect, I could see it. I think Harrelson and Rockwell both kind of split
each other.
Yeah. And I think that with the Oscars being more diverse, it'd be very hard to give. I realize that Sam Rockwell is not, in fact, a racist, but his character, not a great dude. So I'm not seeing him getting it this year. I'm looking at Willem Dafoe. He's got two prior noms, both for supporting actors, Shadow of the Vampire and Platoon. I do think he wins here.
I'd love to see it.
Because this, like you mentioned, Florida Project didn't get nominated for as much as I thought it would.
Yeah.
So this, I'm kind of hoping they at least give this the nom. And Dafoe's that's a guy I want to see win.
Yeah, it's a really good movie, and he's fantastic in it. I'd like to see him win, but I think it'll be Plummer.
Fair enough. For the best actress this year, we've got Sally Hawkins from The Shape of Water, Frances McDormand, Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri, Margot Robbie from I, Tonya, Saoirse Ronan from Lady Bird, and Meryl Streep from The Post.
I think it's Frances McDormand's to lose. I think she's the clear-cut winner. I'd like to see Saoirse win. Lady Bird is really good, and she's great, but she's 23, and this is, what, her fourth nomination already? Yeah. So she'll be back. This is one of those, any of those could win. I think I, Tonya was great. Margot Robbie's really good in it. Sally Hawkins, really good in Shape of Water. And Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep. I think it's Frances McDormand's.
I agree. Three Billboards picked up 7 nominations, and I think that this is really the only slam dunk winner of the bunch. Spoiler alert for the other categories we pick, but I think there's a good possibility it may be the only win that movie gets and would be deserved. She was fantastic in that movie. And the actress in a supporting role, our nominees for that were Mary J. Blige from Mudbound, Allison Janney from I, Tonya, Leslie Manville from Phantom Thread, Laurie Metcalf from Lady Bird, and Octavia Spencer from The Shape of Water.
I'd like to see Tilda Swinton from Okja in here again. Like, not, I mean, Okja was really good with...
We get it.
I mean, I don't mean to just keep harping on that, but like Tilda and Gyllenhaal were so good. I feel like the biggest snub of all the Oscars comes from this category, where I feel like Melissa McCarthy got nominated for Bridesmaids for just not doing much, but it was just a breakout comedic performance, and now she's one of the biggest movie stars out there. I feel like we had a similar performance this year from Tiffany Haddish in Girls Trip, where I feel like this is a good opportunity to recognize that. You don't really recognize comedies that much unless it's like a really standout performance. He gave it to Robert Downey Jr. for Tropic Thunder and Melissa McCarthy for Bridesmaids. I feel like Tiffany Haddish earned it. I feel like she was really, really good, and that would have been something good to just say, like, hey, comedies exist as well.
Not to jump on your point, but I think if you take out Octavia Spencer, who was fine in The Shape of Water, she just wasn't in it all that much, and I don't think her performance mandated this kind of an award. But if you sub her out for Tiffany Haddish, you're not even losing, all right, well, I took out an African-American performance because you're subbing them.
I think Octavia Spencer's getting to that point where it's almost like Daniel Day-Lewis, where if she shows up, she's getting nominated in like a movie like this. I like Laurie Metcalf getting nominated. Like, that's awesome. I think Mary J. Blige wins, and I think it's deserved, and I think she should, and I think that lays credence to, like, Netflix is legit. Mudbound, this is the highest profile Oscar that, so don't get on me for saying that Gyllenhaal and Tilda Swinton should have been nominated for a Netflix movie, because Mary J. Blige is for a Netflix movie, and this movie could have got a lot more nominations. I would like to see Blige win. I don't know that she does. I wouldn't be shocked if Spencer wins.
So who does?
I don't know. I really don't.
You have to pick somebody.
I could see any of the five win this one. I truly could. I don't think there's a clear cut. I could see Janney. I could see Metcalf. You know, let's go Laurie Metcalf.
My heart is pulling for Laurie Metcalf. I do think that's the best story. But I think Allison Janney wins. Both she and Margot Robbie could win for I, Tonya. Both Laurie Metcalf and Mary J. Blige had more to do in their movies. But I think Allison Janney gives that kind of performance that you're like, yeah, that's an Oscar performance. Just because it's more intense, it's more in your face. So I think that putting her name on the card makes it sort of a no-brainer, and nobody's going to question it.
Her and Frances McDormand winning the two big, like, I want to see a buddy comedy with those two. Like that. Give me a McDormand-Janney movie any day of the week.
From the acting categories to our best animated movie, and those nominations are The Boss Baby, The Breadwinner, Coco, Ferdinand, and Loving Vincent.
The second biggest snub. How is Lego Batman not nominated?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Emoji Movie.
I had to watch that the other day. It's worse than
Is it
can
a poop
imagine.
Emoji?
Lego Movie? All right. There's the live action bit at the end. Maybe. I get it.
No, I'm not buying it.
That had everything you want in a movie. Lego Batman? Okay, it's a superhero movie, whatever. You can tell me The Boss Baby on the surface is a better movie than Lego Batman? Lego Batman had depth. Like, it was good. The characters had arcs. Boss Baby was... Like, Boss Baby is a punchline because it's not just because it's like, oh, it's a baby in a suit, and that's the premise of the movie. It's terrible. It's a terrible, nonsensical poop emoji. Like, it's a garbage movie. For it to be nominated is ridiculous.
Maybe Ninjago split the Lego vote.
Maybe.
It doesn't matter, though. I mean, really.
I mean, Coco's winning.
Right, exactly.
But, so, I mean, you could have basically this category on any given year. You could have one nomination, and it doesn't matter.
If Disney Pixar is making
year where there's maybe a two, but how you don't give it to Lego Batman, I don't understand. I would give it to Nutty by Nature over Boss Baby.
At that point, it's just if you really believe that the nomination is the nice part of that, which it is, who's going to be pictured in the cutaway shot before the Pixar guys win? That's really all we're talking about.
And I get
here.
Yeah, and this is some Golden Globes crap. Like, the Golden Globes will nominate people just to get them out. Like, they'll throw away a nomination to Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie just to get them there. I feel like this is just the Oscars. Like, oh, we want Alec Baldwin there. Like, Alec Baldwin should be there. We should get him on camera. Who are you going to put? Will Arnett for Lego Batman? Like, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, I guess.
I just...
They're going to show him for a half a second before we get to the Pixar guys, but...
It just makes me angry.
Whatever. I mean, Coco...
So Okja was animated.
Computer animated, yes. Coco looked phenomenal, so I'm not pissed that it's probably going to win. These other movies also looked phenomenal as well, and they've been nominated for Best Cinematography. Roger A. Deakins for Blade Runner, 2049, Bruno De Bono from Darkest Hour, Hoyt Van Hoytema from Dunkirk, Rachel Morrison from Mudbound, and Dan Lawston, The Shape of Water.
I think Dunkirk wins this. It's going to be tough. I think it's between Deakins for Blade Runner and Dunkirk. Like, it's one of those where Dunkirk got a lot of nominations, so I feel like it might just get this one just so that it walks away a winner of something. But I think visually, I think Blade Runner was a prettier movie.
Yeah.
I like the Rachel Morrison nom. Like, I believe she's the first woman of color nominated for cinematographer.
Cannot confirm. Certainly the only this year. I do think that both Blade Runner and Shape of Water are wonderful looking movies. Beautiful at times. Dunkirk, I think, was also wonderfully shot, but with less sort of visual tricks. I think it's easier to be impressive showing a futuristic Los Angeles or having this wonderfully designed sea creature. But to make a grounded war movie look as spectacular as Hoytema did, and also make up for a lacking story, I think is a real accomplishment. I think it's why he wins for Dunkirk. Dunkirk also nominated for Best Director. Christopher Nolan, of course, the director of Dunkirk. He's nominated opposite Jordan Peele from Get Out, Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird, Paul Thomas Anderson, Phantom Thread, and Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water.
I like that Greta Gerwig got out. I like that Jordan Peele. That's two first-time directors. Like, you're giving them the Oscar noms on their first feature. I think both deserved. Paul Thomas Anderson is almost like Daniel Day-Lewis, where he's going to get nominated. Guillermo del Toro, I think, is well-deserved.
Yes.
Christopher Nolan, I almost feel like it's, we've passed you up a couple times. Here's this. I don't have too much of an issue with this category. I feel like Dee Rees of Mudbound could have gotten some. It's out there, but I think, like, James Mangold or even Patty Jenkins,
sure,
for Logan or Wonder Woman, I feel like what they did with their genres,
yes,
was great. I would think in of the two, maybe Mangold a little bit more because he took a little bit more.
The performances, you know what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like, but I think Jenkins did a fantastic job with what she was given. Kind of shocked to not see
Spielberg
for The Post, or certainly even McDonough for, yeah, Three Billboards.
Yeah.
You want to give Three Billboards a lot of love. And once you open it up to nine pictures,
you almost have to have...
Well, I feel like they don't tie together anymore. Like, I feel like...
Oh, we'll get into that. I've done the research.
Yeah, I mean, just off the top of my head, it doesn't feel like they're tied together anymore since, yeah, they've expanded,
right,
it.
Right.
Because it used to be your best director, one best picture, and it doesn't feel like that anymore. So it's a toss-up. I think of these, I think it goes to Del Toro. I really do. I'd love that Peele and Gerwig are nominated. Paul Thomas Anderson and Christopher Nolan, it's like, they're like Denzel at this point,
yeah,
or Meryl Streep, where it's like, yeah, they're there. They're so consistently good that their pick doesn't excite me, but you can't argue it. I mean, other than like Dee Rees or Mangold or Patty Jenkins, those are the only ones that come to mind that I would maybe put over any of those.
Since 2007, and I just arbitrarily went back to 2007, the best directing winner and best picture winner have been the same movie seven times. However,
really?
However, only Birdman in 2015 won the double-double. That was the last time it happened. So four of the last 5 years, directing and best picture have split.
So I'm not,
right,
out there. I'm not,
yeah,
nuts.
No.
Recently.
Right. Okay. Most of the time that happened, when it was...
Does it mean you had Argo win when Affleck wasn't even nominated?
Right. When it was seven times that it happened, those were like 2007, 2008, when like Life of Pi won both and Birdman won both. Oh, yeah. That was from 2015.
Life of Pi,
I mentioned,
split,
that. No.
Oh, it did win,
yeah,
Best Picture, too?
Yeah, and most of them did from 2007. But really, like I said, for the last 5 years, they've split. I think the trend continues. I like that Jordan Peele and Greta Gerwig are nominated, but I think they're just there to show that the Oscars are woke now. Hey, here's a lady. Here's an African-American guy.
Maybe that's...
But,
I
like,
get
of
that,
all the years that they haven't done it, like, that's just... It's residual,
I get it,
me being,
that's
angry.
That's you being more cynical. And
it's,
I
just being,
I like,
angry.
I like to think that they deserved it, and they did.
Yeah.
They do deserve it. I think Lady Bird is fantastic, and I think Get Out, I think it's a better screenplay than a directing job, so like, you could take Jordan,
yeah,
Peele out of this category,
right,
and I'm not that concerned. I feel like taking Greta Gerwig out of this would be harder. You had your two leads, and they both,
yeah,
got nominated.
Right.
Because, I mean, I even called it last year. Between La La Land and Moonlight,
right,
one was going to win director,
yeah,
one was going to win Best Picture. I didn't know which was which, and that's what happened.
Right.
Chazelle won Best Director,
mm-hmm,
Moonlight won Best Picture.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that that's been four out of the five times. Like,
yeah,
I just make that up.
Right. No, it's happened a lot. Like I said, I think it happens again this year. Like I said, I don't think Jordan Peele or Greta Gerwig are going to win.
I think Del Toro wins it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't see a world in which Dunkirk wins Best Picture, because it isn't that good. And I think they're going to split. Ergo, I have to give the Oscar to Christopher Nolan. And I think they just want to do that anyway. Dunkirk is not a great movie. It's made well. From a nuts and bolts perspective, it's a well-made movie, and that's the job of a director. They want to make Christopher Nolan an Academy Award winner, and I think this is his year. I think this is the easiest path to it, because, spoiler alert, I think Shape of Water is going to win something else.
If Del Toro did win, that would be, what, four of the last five would be Spanish filmmakers. Inarritu's won twice,
yeah.
Cuarón and Del Toro, that would be four of the last, what, five? I think it's Del Toro, but your point makes sense. I wouldn't be shocked if it's Nolan, but I kind of want it to be. I think I just, maybe that's my anti-Nolan. I want Del Toro to win, because I also don't think Dunkirk's winning Best Picture.
Yeah. You mentioned Jordan Peele. Maybe you could pull him out of Best Director, but we're certainly going to put him, and I think certainly he and Greta Gerwig both belong in the Best Original Screenplay category, and they are, along with Emily Gordon and Kumail from The Big Sick, Jordan Peele, Get Out, Greta Gerwig, Lady Bird, Guillermo del Toro and Vanessa Taylor with The Shape of Water, and Martin McDonagh, not nominated for director, but did get nominated for Best Original Screenplay for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
This is one of my favorite categories, like, ever. Like, this is...
Because I love all the people.
They nailed it. I like all of these movies. Like, Jordan Peele, Lady Bird, those should be there. I said in, like, our fall preview that I think The Big Sick is going to get some sort of love. And that's why I like the nominations, because no way in the hell that Big Sick wins. But for somebody like Kumail Nanjiani and Emily Gordon, what this does for their career, massive. So I'm happy for that. Three Billboards, it's not my favorite McDonagh script, but I love every McDonagh script pretty much, whether it's Martin or his brother. And then Shape of Water, I think was a better movie visually than writtenly. I'd like to see Lady Bird win, but I think this goes to Three Billboards.
I think, honestly, that Peele and Gerwig have the best chance in this, and I'd hate to see either of these movies get shut out. And I think that this category is a very good chance that it's going to be the only winner of these two movies. The only thing they get is going to come out of this category. I think it goes to Gerwig, and that basically just comes down to genre. I think that the Oscars don't like to give comic book movies, comedies and horror movies, they don't really like to give them love. This one, Get Out, got more in that it's been nominated a bunch, but I still don't see the Oscars passing up a script like Lady Bird, which is absolutely an Oscar winner for original screenplay. They're not going to pass that up, I think, to give it to Get Out. But whoever wins it, I think, is well-deserved. Our adapted screenplays, the nominees for that were James Ivory from Call Me By Your Name, Scott Neustander and Michael Weber, The Disaster Artist, Scott Frank, James Mangold, Michael Green, Logan, Aaron Sorkin with Molly's Game, and Virgil Williams and Dee Rees for Mudbound.
Sorkin's another one I kind of... Molly's Game is all around. For Chastain not to be an actress, mm-hmm. She slipped my mind when we were talking about that category, and Sorkin for director I thought could have been up there. This is tough because Disaster Artist I thought was a great screenplay, but it's not getting any love. Most, I would think, because of the Franco thing.
Yeah.
I could see Call Me By Your Name winning just because I think they don't want to shut it out. And even though I think Chalamet is going to win, I think it's earned. Logan, I think, is good. I don't think they give it to him.
Mm.
I think this is one of those where it's, oh, it's cool they nominated it.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah. Mudbound, cool it's nominated. Don't think it has a chance. It's between Call Me By Your Name, which is deserved, or Molly's Game, which is Aaron Sorkin, which when Aaron Sorkin writes something.
Never bet against Aaron Sorkin in a writing category.
So
I could be wrong, but it's if John Williams gets nominated for best score, I'm not betting against him either.
And I mean, of the two, I think I'd like to see Ivory win, just to give him a bit more exposure because Sorkin doesn't need it. But I could see it going one of those two. If it's any of the other three, I'd be shocked.
But who are you actually going to pick?
I think Ivory.
All right, fair enough.
I do.
So we are on opposite sides of the fence there. Which brings us to our last category. I guess it's the biggie. It is Best Picture. Your nominees are 9 nominees out of a possible 10.
That's one thing that bothers me.
Yep, why not just put
just
a 10th in
10.
There?
Right. Just throw a 10th. I bet that 10th is Disaster Artist. I bet. Like, just
maybe. There wasn't an 11. Why not?
Why not? If you're going to open it up to 10, just make it 10.
Right.
Just put 10.
In the other categories, in all the acting categories, they got 5, acting, directing, stuff like that. It would be like one of those going with only 4.
Yeah.
Why not nominate the full number?
It doesn't make sense.
It is horseshit.
I'm okay with them. Either just do the full 10 or cut it off at like 8. Don't say, it'll be between 5 and 10.
Right.
It's a number. It's either 5, it's 8, it's 10. Just do 10. 10 is fine.
This year, those 9 are Call Me By Your Name, Darkest Hour, Dunkirk, Get Out, Lady Bird, Phantom Thread, The Post, and The Shape of Water.
And 3 Billboards.
Indeed. And 3 Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. I can't even count.
I'm going to throw out Dunkirk and Darkest Hour.
Yes.
I don't think either of those have a chance.
No.
Based on genre,
Get
Out's
out,
gone.
No chance.
Spielberg, PTA, thanks for coming.
Yep.
I think you rule those
out. You're there
out.
Because of who you are.
So that leaves Call Me By Your Name,
yep.
Lady Bird, Shape of Water, Three Billboards. Lady Bird, Rookie, you're cool. But
you'll
you know,
be back, kid.
Yeah,
it's not
you'll be
your
back.
Year.
So knock them out. Call Me By Your Name. I have him as actor and screenplay. Thanks for coming. You did
nice
good.
Nice parting gifts.
Yeah, you did good. So that leaves it to Shape of Water and Three Billboards. I have Del Toro winning Best Director. As a trend, that makes my Best Picture winner Three Billboards.
Fair enough.
Do I agree? I don't think so. I think of the two, I would say Shape of Water. My favorite of these nine is probably Lady Bird. If I had to narrow it down to two that I think are most deserving, I would say Shape of Water or Call Me By Your Name. So maybe by that theory, I say Shape of Water. I think it's Shape of Water or Three Billboards. I'd like to see Shape of Water, but gut says Three Billboards.
All right. So here's
I'm saying Shape of Water.
Here's the here's the case I'm going to put together for Shape of Water. As I'm building
is
this
it stronger than my case.
Yes. It's actually based on facts. As I'm building this case, I'm also going to be like I'm building the Jenga tower and also knocking the bottom 9 rows off of it. This movie has got 13 nominations. And if you've listened carefully, I have not picked it to win anything this episode. Nothing. Now, having the most number of nominations doesn't mean that you're going to win Best Picture. La La Land tied Titanic and All About Eve with 14 nominations last year. And guess what?
It won just Best Director and Screenplay.
Well, it didn't win Best Picture. Specifically, what I'm talking about is number of nominations tied to Best Picture winner. So, La La Land and Titanic and All About Eve, they all had 14. But La La Land did not win Best Picture. Moonlight did. It was only the fifth time in history that a movie had been nominated more than a dozen times and didn't win Best Picture. What movies were those? Well, I'll tell you. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and Mary Poppins were the other four movies that were nominated over 12 times and did not win Best Picture. So it doesn't happen often, and it just happened last year. I don't think it's going to happen again. Ergo, I think The Shape of Water, which is one of the most well-rounded movies that we've got this year, it's shot wonderfully, has three acting noms, good, if not slightly familiar story, but I think it's a deserving and a safe Best Picture winner.
I can't argue that. I mean, you brought more to it than I. Three billboards, I think. I hate using this terminology and I hate using this train of thought because I try not to be that cynical. But when you're trying to be as woke as the Oscars are,
yep, that's not a good one to pick.
It's not a good one to pick because it has really racist characters that you're kind of sympathetic with. I don't think it's a racist movie. I don't think McDonough's a racist, but it is written in a way where you sympathize with racists. So I feel like that almost defeats a lot of what they're trying to do. Shape of Water, I think, is safe and deserving at the same time. And Del Toro, I mean, we're shills for Del Toro. I love Del Toro. So you can tell me Del Toro is going to win Best Picture, and I'm not going to be upset. But I also think he gets Best Director.
Fair enough. I guess you want to talk about not wanting to give Netflix that legitimacy. I mean, Mudbound would have been an excellent 10 right there. If it's not Disaster Artist, that would have been one I would love to have seen in there. But then again,
or Wonder Woman or Logan. Like just,
sure.
Like,
I think it's the Netflix thing specifically. It's like, we're going to give them access to these things, but we're not bringing them to the table yet fully. I think that's just kind of.
But I mean, I think that's a big jump because Amazon, you know, they had some success with Manchester by the Sea. Mm-hmm. Amazon does theirs theatrically and then releases
right.
it on Amazon. Netflix, they're just
no
doing Netflix.
Yeah.
But they are doing good movies. You know, they made Cloverfield Paradox, they dropped a trailer during the Super Bowl and said, oh, this movie's available after the game.
They didn't make that a good movie, but
I didn't hate it.
Right,
yeah.
But I don't think anybody's going to nominate it for Best Picture.
No, and I mean, there's legitimacy to Netflix movies, and I think just these Mudbound nominations are huge and kind of let it known that, like, oh yeah, Netflix isn't going anywhere. That's why they're investing so much money into these movies.
I just, being cynical, I don't think that the movie theater chains want a Best Picture nominee, let alone winner, coming from Netflix. You, like you said, Amazon is one thing because you can still go to your local multiplex and see Manchester by the Sea. You don't get that opportunity with Mudbound or Okja or whatever.
Right.
Or Bright, yeah. They're kind of protecting their ass by not having that be nominated. And to be honest with you, it deserves it. So
yeah, and I mean, but I mean, the ones that got Mary J. Blige deserving, the cinematography deserving. I'd like to see D.
Screenplay,
Reeves.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we think it could have been nominated for some more things. And this is, you know, in all those other categories that it didn't get nominated in, you know, either best supporting actor, stuff like that, best director, you'd have to pull somebody out. And that's why I have a giant ass problem with them only having 9, because it leaves them up to criticism. Well, why didn't you just put this one in? Because you didn't have to take anything out. Even if it's not going to win, because it's not, you could still put it in there.
Yeah.
And it makes you woke.
They're focusing on diversity as far as, like, getting rid of the Oscar so white mentality, which I'm for that, but I want to see more diversity film-wise. Like,
yeah.
And make movies where, like, a Wonder Woman can get some love. Logan can get more than just a here you go, here's a screenplay.
Yeah. Let's see Tiffany Haddish nominated
for
comedy.
Yeah, I want to see stuff like that to where you're not ruled out based on genre.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe that's phase two of Oscar's master plan to make themselves more culturally relevant. And I'm sure that's going to roll out next year when we'll do this episode again and probably have just glowing things to say about the Academy and everything they do.
When Han Solo, a Star Wars story, has 8 nominations.
I will hold my
Donald
breath.
Donald Glover, Best Supporting Actor.
That's a possibility.
I'm down.
Don Glover's going to. That's another one. Like, I went on a limb and said Michael B. Jordan's going to win an Oscar. Don Glover's going to, too.
Oh, I think so, too, yeah.
There's no way.
I think he'll be an EGOT by the time it's all said and done.
Why not? Yeah. He's already, what?
Emmy and Grammy.
He's halfway there. Yeah. You just got to figure out how to get him on the stage for something.
He'll get there.
Problem for another day. We went over a lot of good actors, some of our favorite actors, maybe not mentioned, but we've nominated them for Oscars. We'll just go ahead and say our guy next week, we're doing our favorite Joel Edgerton movies. He's a dude that Dave and I both love, and we'd give him an Oscar if we could. He stars in Gringo, which is a movie that's directed by his brother. So next week, we're going to give you our 5 favorite Joel Edgerton movies. But until then,
keep it up.